Yeah.
Okay, and what's a thing that you might put on the stove to heat water in for tea or something?
Tea kettle.
And what's a container like this you might put flowers in, cut flowers?
A little vase.
Mm-hmm. If the dishes are dirty, you'd say it's time to...
wash the dishes.
And after you wash them to get the soap off, you...
rinse them.
Okay. And then what do you dry them with?
Well, you have a drying towel, a cloth, a dishcloth.
What would you wash them with?
Well, they have little dishcloths that they wash with, several little types of things.
Mm-hmm. And what would you bathe your face with?
Well, I'd use a wash rag.
And then to dry yourself off with?
Towel.
All right. What do you call the thing on the kitchen sink that turns the water on?
A faucet.
And suppose it's outside and you screw your hose into it?
Well, that's a hydrant.
All right. And what do you call the big container that beer comes in?
The big container that beer comes
mm-hmm.
in?
Big wooden container. Or nails used to come in it.
It's a keg, nail keg.
Uh-huh. And if you had a thing on that you turn, what would you call it?
On the nail keg?
Mm-hmm.
The beer keg.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, not the nail one, the beer one.
No, you have beer keg.
Well, it would have a faucet on it.
All right. And what's something that's bigger than a keg? It's like a keg, but it's big.
Barrel.
Mm-hmm. And then if you were pouring water into a narrow-mouthed bottle, what's that thing?
The neck of the bottle?
It's big at the top and little at the bottom. You put in the bottle so you...
oh, it's a funnel.
Mm-hmm. And to drive horses, you'd use a...
whip.
And if you bought something at the grocery store, the grocer would put it in a...
A sack.
Made of...
paper.
Okay. Suppose it was about 50 pounds of flour, it might come in a...
bag.
Made of...
some type of cloth.
All right. How about potatoes or feed or something like that? What would that be shipped in?
They come in I don't need to call it a tote sack. Or
mm-hmm.
It's still just a bag that they package.
Right. Good. When your light burns out an electric lamp, you'd screw in a new...
bug.
Okay. What runs around a barrel to hold the wood in place, the metal things?
You talk about an old wooden barrel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you call them.
Would you say hoop or hoop or...
yeah, that's a...
which would you say?
I'd say hoop.
Okay. And then what is the thing that you might put into a bottle to keep the liquid from spilling out?
A top. Put it in the bottle, mm-hmm. keep the liquid...
yeah.
Stop it.
Suppose it's made of that lightweight material that floats. That's a... it's in a wine bottle.
Cork.
Mm-hmm. What's the little musical instrument you play like this?
A harp, French harp.
And what are the kinds you twang?
Oh, a juice harp.
Okay. Well, and you pound nails with a...
hammer.
All right.
A Coca-Cola bottle, and I've seen you Coke bottle.
Gee, I never tried that. Does that work?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Okay. Let's see. If you wanted to straighten your hair, you'd use a comb and a...
brush.
And you sharpen a straight razor on a leather...
strap.
And if you're sharpening a rock, sharpening a knife...
wet rock.
A what?
Wet rock.
Okay, and if you're using something big that turns...
that's a hammer wheel.
Okay. That's what I get for trying to rush. I get my tongue tangled up. What do you put in a revolver?
Bullets.
Or?
Shells.
Or?
Cottages?
Yeah, that's it. Okay, if you had a plank laid across a trestle and it went, two children played on it? Uh-huh, and did you ever see one that was anchored at both ends and they jump up and down in the middle?
Anchored at both ends and jump
yeah.
up and down in the middle. Well, yeah, I have. That's a trampoline or something they call it, wouldn't it?
Well, if it's just one board, though.
One board.
Mm-hmm.
Some kind of board. I don't know what you'd call that. I haven't seen any anchor at both ends mm-hmm. and jump up and down the middle.
Most people have not seen this. It just turns
really?
Up very rarely.
Really? They don't understand. Joggling, no, it's a joggling board.
You know that one, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's more of a Georgia term, you see, so maybe that's why you know that one.
Yeah,
okay. Okay, how about something that's anchored in the middle and you get on it and spin around?